Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low, and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you need what gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Black, what's up, world? I'm ready to get into it, man. Let's get into it, man. Real talk, man. Another edition.
Real motherfucking talk tonight, man. Oh, man, it's been a hell of a week, and we are going to jump right into it. First of all, people, let's give a shout-out to our top five countries tuning in, because we have a new country on the top five. Mo, give it to them.
All right, so I'm going to run it down. So I guess I'm going to take it this time top to bottom. So, of course, number one, we got the United States of America holding it down. Shout out to all the cities and states that's listening. Number two, we have the United Kingdom. Shout out to Europe and the United Kingdom, England coming through, London town. Number three, we got our neighbors up north, you know what I'm saying, Canada. So shout out to Toronto, Vancouver, you know, all those places. Number four, we have Australia. And it's funny how just Australia just come in as like a continent. You know what I'm saying? All these other countries in Australia just come in as a continent. Like, yeah. But number four, Australia. And then number five, the new number five, knocking Germany out of position is Sweden. You know what I'm saying? So shout out
Sweden!
To Scandinavia, Norway. Yeah, man, Sweden. So shout out to y'all up there.
That's right, man. And if you want to get your country on the top five, tell a friend and another friend to tune in. Brazil was holding down number five. Then it was Germany, and now it's Sweden. So I'm loving the country change.
International,
but tell
man,
a friend
like
and another friend and another friend, and just keep tuning in. Keep making it great. Yeah, we are crazy, sexy, and cool. And you never know what we're gonna say. So
that's
if we're not for you, then we for one of your friends. And it's all good. All right, so for me, man, I had a long week, and I've been doing my tarot readings, and I'm absolutely loving that part of it, you know, just really opening up. I created a new YouTube page called Spiritual Goddess. Because, like, I want to put, like, all of my spiritual videos and all of that stuff on that page and leave my main Miss Lovely Black page for, you know, our conversations that we be having, y'all. So, if you go to my latest movie on my latest video on the Miss Lovely Black YouTube page, you'll see a link to the Spiritual Goddess page. So, support me with both of those. We're doing our thing. I really appreciate the support and the continued love that you guys show to me. That was created this week. Ta-da. And I made a post on Facebook today. And it's one of those things, like, I've been having these moments where I can just only thank, like, God and my spirit team for everything that they have, like, really done for me. I have had, like, just in the last 2 years, it's been absolutely nuts. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate everything that, you know, I have and that I go through. And timing is everything. And so if you guys, like, are long-time listeners, you know, in October 2018, I sold my house. And I actually loved that house. I put a lot of work into it. It was still doing more, but I had a 2,200 square foot house, and I sold it. And I went back to Florida, and I just knew I sold my rental properties and everything. I was like, I'm gone. I'm done, you know. And I went to Florida, and then I stayed there until July of 2019. Not even a whole year. I was like, okay, I keep trying, but no. So it wasn't for me, so I came back, but I was really just supposed to come back and pick up my son, and I just decided to stay, long story short. And so I had rented this two-bedroom apartment, and I stayed here, but like when I came back, I had nothing. Like, I had what I had in my car. I left everything else there. I got tired of bringing it back and forth. I kept saying I'm going to go get it, and I just never went and got it. I was just like, it was time for me to part ways with all of that stuff. Now, I think it's 2,200 square foot house full of furniture and stuff. And I just knew I wanted new stuff. So I left everything there, and I had, like, a couple bags of clothes and my baby playpen and my laptop. Like, that's it. And so I had started out on a mission, and I was, like, I was getting paid, like, every week. So I was, like, okay, twice a month I'm going to buy something for my house. You know what I'm saying? And that was, like, my goal. And so that's what I started doing. And now, you know, that, you know, this it's like time for me to go. My lease is up. And I was like, you know, because really I moved here December of last year. I stayed somewhere else from, like, August to December of last year. But that's a whole nother story. I think I touched on that story about what happened in that place with my son. I'm not sure, but I don't want to touch on it if I didn't. But anywho, I stayed in this weird place. They stole my car. My son got injured, and we had to move. So, and we came here, and I found myself. I love it. So, you know, we came to this place in December of last year. I found myself. It was amazing. Every two paychecks out of the month, I brought stuff to go in my house. And now I'm sitting here and I'm packing. And I'm just so thankful because I have a lot of packing to do. And I just how much stuff you accumulate over, you know what I'm saying, over time when you had nothing and, like, everything is brand new. So I'm so proud of myself and I'm proud of my ancestors for, you know, guiding me in their directions. But now, hey, I grabbed another house, and so I am now moving into a four-bedroom house. And that's, like, my speed because I need space, my kids need space, and, like, yeah. So, yeah, we're out of this baby. And my good girlfriend, she is moving from Florida up here with me, and she will be here officially with me this week. And, yeah, we're going to grab the bull by the horns and rock this baby. So I'm so excited for her to come here and get her new start and on life and for me to have somebody to talk to because, like, I'm kind of tired of talking to myself all of the time. And so I catch myself talking to myself in public, and then some people really don't understand that it's really three of us in here, me, myself, and I. And I'm not really talking to myself. I'm talking to me and I. So, yeah. So I'm just, like, super-duper happy that she's coming. And, you know, I'm happy for this new start and ready to have someone around to be with and so on and so forth. So that's what I'm doing. I'm packing. I have been packing for the last 4 days maybe, and I'm still not done. But I'm a lot closer than I was, and yeah, big shit's popping. Yeah, that's my week.
All right. Well, shout out to expansion. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah,
they're getting better things in ATL. So that's dope.
Yeah.
So my week, you know, I'm tired of, you know, yeah, I title every week. You know, if you've been listening to the show. This week is just, I just want to be successful, you know, Drake voice. The election, you know, had me tight, I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying?
World famous chapel.
It is what it is. Yeah, I'm a singer for the world famous chapel, but I'm telling you, it was part of my week, you know what I'm saying? But everything happens for a reason, and other than that, you know, everything else seems to be falling into place, and maybe that's one of the things, too. You know, and then I had another, you know, strong week of interior decorating. That was excellent. You know what I'm saying? And then as far as my meeting, getting back on my real estate grind, that's going according to plan. And then, you know, I had a chance to promote the show, the Miss Marche show. I like the feedback that, you know, we got back from that, you know what I'm saying, on the Twitter page. So definitely check out Real Adult Talk, TAWK. The Twitter page is always popping, interesting, you know, things on there. And then, you know, I guess, you know, from the nation, you know, the notion is it's a time to heal. So I will say, you know, I'm going to say this for the world famous Chopper, but, you know, it's two sides to every coin. I will say, just in New York City, it just seemed like a different vibe. It do seem like people are a little happier, you know what I'm saying?
Just kind of everywhere. Yeah.
So,
but it's like it's
that,
masking
though.
The issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
true.
Trump being in office brought the issue to the forefront, and masking it is what America has been doing for so long. So putting Biden in the office is not really the best thing because it's like you got to choose the best out of two evils. You know what I'm saying? So why not deal with the evil that you already know? And then, two, it's like you're masking the situation because that's all you're making them go back under, or you think that you're going to make them go back under and hide. And I just really want to see how this plays out because I just – most of the stuff that already started that was going on under Trump was going on with Obama. So I just really want to see what the freak is the difference. Like, I don't know, but like David Chappelle said when he opened up for Saturday Night Live, and I love me old David Chappelle, as he said, like, do you remember what was happening before COVID? It was mass shootings everywhere, you know, like, hey, you had to put these white people down, and when you put them in their house, you know, the mass shooting stops, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, our issue in America is not, you know, people from overseas or what they would consider, you know, international terrorists. You know, our issue is the white terrorists that are here in this country that are messing up this country. And so it's not a big deal when we have white shootings, mass shootings from these white people, but then it becomes a big deal when, you know, there's rioting and looting. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, none of it makes sense. And, yes, I did compare the two because you have a white boy with a gun that's taken multiple lives, and that's the new normal here when, you know, overseas they have people from other places going to be suicide bombers and so on and so forth. You got these white kids walking around like they own shit, you know? So I just really want to see the difference that Joe Biden is supposed to make. He made a lot of promises. He made promises about stimulus checks and how they wanted them to be more than $1,200 and they would get them out. And he made promises about clearing all student loans. And, you know, he made a lot of promises. So I just really want to see how this plays out because.
Say that for the chopper, because I didn't even watch that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't watch the Dave Chappelle. I didn't watch on Saturday Night Live. I didn't watch the Biden,
don't foresee,
you know, speech. So,
coming,
you know,
through.
I want to definitely go back,
like,
and forth with that.
I don't foresee it happening. So the Democrats, they have control of the House, okay? And that's okay, but you still have to get the Senate. So, and normally it's one control one and the other control the other. So I don't know. We're going to see. Maybe Trump has done enough to people to where they're going to make sure that the Democrats, whatever you want to call them, Democrats control all parties. But that's a very bad mistake because the Democrats are backhanded evil. Republicans are outright, you know, evil. They are backhanded evil. Like, they're sneaky with it. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Y'all probably put yourself in a bigger pickle by putting this guy in office, but we will definitely see, and only time will tell. And people are saying anything is better than Trump, but you'll say that until you get anything and then realize, like, wait a minute.
Facts.
So, I don't know. Shout out to Smooth. I really hope he is okay. A lot of people don't know that he has health issues because he keeps that to himself, and I'm extra nervous because I haven't heard from him in 3 weeks, and that's not like him. Even if I don't hear from him on the show, I would hear from him via text, and I haven't heard from him. He's not responding. So, you know, keep Smooth uplifted in your thoughts and in your prayers, and
yeah,
hopefully
man. I miss his energy. I never thought I would say that, but I do, man. Business energy.
Yeah, and hopefully he didn't get sick because he can't battle COVID. He can't be sick. You know.
Okay, so he's got to be careful.
Yeah, he can't really get any sicker. And so before the hurricane that touched down in that area, the week before that, we haven't heard from them. So he has a lot going on. And
I don't think he's ever
been gone away 3 weeks back-to-back since he's been calling in.
Yeah, so, yeah, my prayers go out to Smooth. I hope he's good and, you know, he's got a strong spirit, so, you know, I think he'll come out when come out ahead, you know what I'm saying, just from the vibe I get from Smooth, but, you know, all the best to him.
Right, yeah, that's like my bestie. So tonight we're going to have a special guest calling in. Oh, my God, he is so funny. This is the comedian Zeke. And he's going to call in here in a little bit. He is hilarious. And, you know, we're going to – he's going to join in on the topic.
This would be good. No, I think some laughs would
Yeah,
be good.
He's like an asshole. Like, really, really. Like, you don't know what he's going to say out of his mouth. And he does it, like, without effort. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the thing, like, that is funnier, that I don't think he realized that he is, like, really being funny the way that he's funny. So he's absolutely amazing. And we were talking today, and Mo and I were talking about, going along the lines of another topic. And he sent me a picture of a lady proposing to a man. And he says, well, your intellect, so I would love to hear your opinion on this. And
that's what's up when somebody calls you an intellect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah, and he's always saying stuff like that. He's so amazing. He's all, he's very, like, he pays attention. And
yeah,
I know him. Yeah, I know him. You know, we were in a class together, and he was like, dude, you know, you catch on pretty fast, and you know what I'm saying? You like this, you like that. But he's pretty smart, and he's super funny, and I like any. If you're funny, I like you. So, like, I love to laugh. I'd rather laugh. I hate arguing. I hate, you know, being upset and things like that. So if you're funny, like, you got me. You win. You know what I'm saying? You win my energy. So that's amazing thing. So, yeah, we're going to get into this topic. Like, is women proposing to men the new normal? Like, that's something I want to know. And so the funny thing is that tonight I was watching one of my favorite mukbangers, Flavors by Dame Dash. And he was talking about this topic. And so I guess this was a live topic on Twitter. And he was saying, like, how it was so lit on Twitter. How it was lit on Twitter. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Beck and More Beans. Are you calling to talk or listen in?
Hi, you guys. This is Zeke.
Hey, Zeke. We were just talking about you, dude.
What's happening? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Zeke, tell the world about you, who you are, yada, yada.
Well, my name is Zeke. Full name is Ezekiel. I'm originally from Mississippi. I moved to Atlanta recently. Pretty much easygoing person, outspoken. Pretty much like to say anything that I feel that's on my mind. You know.
And as far as your comedy show, you're doing a comedy show this weekend, right?
Yes. I'm going to try to do the amateur comedy show in downtown Atlanta pretty soon. So, just, you know, try to get my name out there.
All right.
Welcome to the show, you know, and you're from Mississippi.
Thank
right?
you. I'm
you
happy
get a chance
to
be
check
here. Out, did you get a chance to check out P-Valley?
I did. I love P-Valley.
Yeah.
Like, they do a little too much with the accent, so, yeah, we don't talk like that. I promise you, though.
Okay. All right. That. You got to put us on. We got to talk a little bit of P-Valley before we finish out the show tonight, being that you're a Mississippi representative. Right, so Black, serve it up. Serve up this topic.
All right. So as I was saying, so Zeke sent me this topic, and I was like, I gave him my opinion on it. But let's talk. Let's get into it. Is women proposing to men the new normal? Now I'm gonna give my take, and y'all know how I am. But I'm gonna let Zeke. What do you think about the topic? Because I didn't ask you. You asked me, so what do you think about women proposing to men?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with it. I really think that men should propose to women. It's because usually when a man usually finds a wife, you know, they're usually the one that's always pursuing. you know, men go and try to find somebody that they feel like they want to be with the rest of their life. And I feel like, you know, men always put, you know, the most effort in anyway. So, you know, it takes away a lot of the, basically the experience away from the man when a woman has to propose to a man.
Right. And you touched on some very valid points, because Mo, you should know how I feel about this, but you want to go first, Mo, or you want me to go first?
You know what? You go, and then I'll go.
Okay, so me, hell to the no, that shouldn't be the new normal. Okay, so a woman proposing to a man, it kind of seems to me it's like maybe she's the breadwinner and she's trying to force him in a position. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's trying to say, like, okay, well, basically you're bitching him. You're turning him into a bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I hold it down already, so I might as well go ahead and get this up out of you. Now, there's one instance. The Jim Jones and his girl, you know, she proposed to him, and he was a team player about it. He took the ring, whatever. Guess what? They're still not married. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a woman saying, okay, you know, either A, she's the breadwinner, or B, okay, I've been with you this long, I put up with this, you know, why don't you marry me? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, him being who he is, and especially depending on the environment that you ask him to marry you in, you know what I'm saying? He's going to say yes, you know, and being that y'all in a relationship. But you can't force a man to marry you. Huh?
I wouldn't say necessarily he's going to say yes.
Well, I said depending on the area that you're in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he doesn't really – look, Jim Jones said yes, and he still didn't marry her, so that means no. You know what I'm saying? So bottom line is, like, you can't rush a man to do anything because he's still not married to her. He's still with her, but he's still not married to her. So the answer was no. Get
well,
it?
Well, you
like,
know.
No, like – As a woman, that's not your role. Okay, men are the dominant ones, okay? So whenever you start playing that more dominant part, like, then you're automatically turning him into the feminine. If you're the masculine, you're turning him into the feminine. If you're taking on a role like saying, you know, like he's the husband, you're the womb man, he's the husband. So let him be a man. Like, if you feel like it's taking him too long to marry you, then you need to leave. You know what I'm saying? But going to say, okay, well, I'm just going to propose to my man and da-da-da. Like, what kind of narrative is that you're trying to create? You know what I'm saying? Like, here's the thing. I feel like it's crazy. No, it's not right. Stay in your position. Play your lane. Let a man be a man and let a woman be a woman. Maybe that's why you're not married, because you're trying to take on masculine roles, and he don't want that. You know what I'm saying? He want a feminine, not a masculine. It's okay regardless of what you do in your relationship, but we have to get back into the essence of letting men be men, and we have to learn how to be women again. You know what I'm saying? And as we can say, hashtag make real men again, you know, we want him to be the protector, the provider, and so on and so forth. He still wants you to, you know, play your position as well. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to be the feminine one. He wants you to wear the lingerie. He wants you to allow him to lead. So how are you allowing him to lead when you're asking him to marry you? Doesn't make sense at all. You know what I'm saying? We doing too much. You want to monitor what he doing, and he can't cheat, and he can't do this. He can't do nothing in peace. Women trying to take over every goddamn thing. Sit your ass down and let that man be a man. If you who he want to be with, he know how to ask you to marry him. If he ain't ask you to marry him and you think he should, then guess what? Obviously, in your head, you might think that it's great. Him, he just buying time until the right one come along. No. It's not the new normal. No, these bitches are, they narcissists. They selfish. They controlling. Any woman that asks a man to marry her, she got issues.
Okay, well, look.
I agree.
All right, so I'm going to give my opinion on this. So is women proposing to men the new normal? And I guess my take on it is it can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, you know, the roles have been reversed, so to speak. But, you know, if I'm going to get into some, like, pimp talk or whatever, lightweight, you know. If it's,
I ain't heard the pimp in a long time, so go on.
Exactly.
You ain't brought him out in a while.
I know, right? So what I'm going to say is, you know, a pimp, you know, kind of reverses a game. So when you look at it like that, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna necessarily, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I get down sometimes. So, and, you know, for me, to the listeners out there, Mo Benz, me, hashtag happily married man, I kind of feel like I was proposed to in a way. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, of course, I reversed the roles and made it official. But I kind of do. I feel like I was kind of proposed to in a way. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying? It's just like kind of, I was kind of like in my zone. Like, I was kind of like content with where we were. But I know my wife wanted to take it to another level. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know if I was necessarily ready just yet. You know what I'm saying? And I remember I had a conversation with our moms. And, you know, it was a deep conversation that we had. And it kind of like made me think. And then, you know, because her moms was letting me know, like, you know, what's your intentions with my daughter, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because her pops had unfortunately passed. And it kind of made me step up to the plate and really just, like, think to myself, like, if I had a daughter and put myself, you know, I had to kind of just put myself in that role, you know what I'm saying? What if I was the pops and, you know, this was my daughter and we have been together for a while. So, you know, to me, in a weird kind of way, that was kind of like a proposal. You know what I'm saying? So, but then, you know, of course I wanted to do it right. I didn't have, like, my wife get on her knee and go buy a ring, you know what I'm saying? So the next time, so we had a little vacation. We went to Acapulco, Mexico, and, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to make it right. And then, you know, I proposed. I got down on my one knee, and I did the traditional proposal. But, like I said, I don't really – you know, I'm not going to knock it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sometimes that happens that way. I remember, you know, I'm a big, you know, one of my guilty pleasures. I haven't been able to do it, you know, since COVID, to watch, you know, zone out on the different reality shows. You mentioned Jim Jones and Chrissy. I remember that episode when she did it. And, you know, I guess he said yes, but they still kind of rocking out because sometimes that marriage can get in the way. You know, that's how I kind of felt. You know what I'm saying? I guess I kind of felt like Jim Jones in a way, like, but I went ahead and did it, and I don't have no regrets, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes my wife can piss me off to, like, no degree, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to get a divorce or nothing like that, but I am happy, even though it gets tough, and marriage is tough, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta get through it. But anyway, I guess what I was trying to say is, but sometimes it can come in and mess things up. It can mess up a good thing, and I think that's what Jim Jones might have started to realize, like, yo, we chilling. But then I saw, like, an episode of Love & Hip Hop or something like that where I think he was kind of pushing the issue, like, okay, now let's do it. But now Chrissy kind of backed off, and she just like, yo, let's just chill in the way we in. Now, it could be some business shit, you know what I'm saying, because I know she does her business thing, and Jim Jones has, you know, his rap career and stuff like that. Sometimes that can get in the way of certain things. You know, you got certain assets that you don't really want to intermingle. I know Black has touched on this. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes that can be the case. And then another show that I like is Black Ink Crew. You know what I'm saying? I remember Black Ink Crew Chicago. It's a female on there named Charmaine. I remember she, you know, proposed to her dude. And I guess he kind of played it like I did. Like, she proposed to him, and he kind of was, like, flattered about it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, okay. And then, you know, he turned around and did the right thing, so to speak, and, you know, made it official, proposed to them. And, you know, you know, they got a kid together, and they going strong. So, you know, I think that just shows that the female is just ready. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of just, when a female shows you, like, now I'm ready for you to just go ahead and be with you, and I'm going to take you with your flaws and your, you know, your everything that's you. You know what I'm saying? The good, the bad, the ugly. You know, that kind of makes you feel a certain way. So, you know, that's my take on it. So,
You actually made my point with your example. What is her name? Charlamagne or whatever, the girl from Black Ink Crew.
Charmaine, yeah.
Charmaine. Look at her personality. I actually follow her on Instagram, and she has a very dominant personality because she's a very alpha female. You know what I'm saying? She's in radio. She does radio. You know, she tries to, get into the whole feminine type movement, but she's very, like, extra, and you know what I'm saying? It kind of looks weird on her trying to be feminine, you know? And then she got a dude from, like, the islands that's like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm here.
Yeah,
whatever he is, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, like, she made him the feminine. She's very, very masculine. You know what I'm saying? And that's my whole point. It doesn't mean, I'm not saying that they're not doing it. Yeah, they are doing it. But look at the type of women that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an alpha female. Like, but I'm not, I don't want to demasculate anybody that I'm with. Because if I demasculate you, I can never allow you to be my leader again. That goes, and we talk about this based upon anything. If I put a, if I use a scrap on you, whatever, if I demasculate you at any point, I cannot, I cannot allow you to leave me. And that's just that on that. If I ask you to marry me, I'm demasculating you. I don't want somebody that I got to be stronger than.
That don't necessarily mean that you're stronger, though, just because you ask him to marry him. That, I don't see that.
Man,
but I think
I'm demasculating you.
I didn't feel
I'm taking your role from you. Well, since you can't do it, let me do it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Shandy.
I'm demasculating you. I'm taking your balls. I'm clipping your balls.
Clipping your balls.
I'm neutering you. You know what I'm saying? I'm clearing up the dog in you. I'm neutering you. Here, let me take your balls. Since
you
don't know how.
A lot of
people. You know?
I mean, like, look, if you ain't got that, if you ain't got that pimp in you, you know what I'm saying? To kind of know certain situations and when you just finesse it, and you know what I'm saying? Then yeah, I get it. But if you kind of know the game. And you know how the game can switch up, and how you can switch it up to your advantage. Then no, I don't think it demasculates you at all. You know what I'm saying? What's the word I'm looking for? You strong in your position. You know what I'm saying? So it's just part of the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In a way, like,
yeah.
So you know.
Yeah, I don't think there should ever be a female proposal. I think there should always, women have the right to have that conversation with men. They feel like they're at a certain point in their relationship and the conversation hadn't come up yet. They can discuss it, but an actual proposal, I don't think a woman should ever have to do.
Yeah, I mean,
that's crazy.
I think about it, if my wife did kind of go through a ring and then, like, actually propose to me, you know, I would say, like, you know, and that's kind of what the dude did on Black and Chris Chicago. He told her, like, nah. You know what I'm saying? So, look, so just to let you know, Black, why you saying that she took, you know, he said, nah, he did what I did. He just basically, like, you know, well, my wife didn't actually propose to me, but I'm saying what he did was, like, you know, he was just like, I'm flattered, but he said what y'all said. Like, you know, no, I should be getting on the one knee to, you know, ask you to marry me. And he came around to doing it, so. You know, but I'm just saying, and then even with Jim Jones and Chrissy, like, I like their relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect, even though they're not married or whatever, I respect their unity. You know, they're like a unity. You know what I'm saying? And it's strong. You know what I'm saying? So I don't look at Jim Jones no different. You know what I'm saying? And Jim Jones is an alpha male. You know what I'm saying? But she's an alpha female, too. So they just both just meet. They meet. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, really, no, none of, they're the one relationship where I don't really see nobody really taking a back seat. They kind of just meet. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those rare relationships where you can have two alphas. Because usually, like, because I'm definitely an alpha male. You know what I'm saying? But that chick, Chrissy, she's an alpha female, too. But I guess, you know, Jimmy, you know what I'm saying? Like, from what I've seen, like, when it's really something, like, he'll take the charge. You know what I'm saying? But she's going to be right there with him until he just finally pull out the ace. Like, all right, hold on. I'm the man in this. Like, this is how we should go. So, you know, to that point of view, you know what I'm saying, that didn't feminize him, but that just let him know how real she was. And now, to the point, like I said, I keep up with, I watch the reality show, like, he, like, was like, all right, let's make it official, and she falling back, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it all depends on the person.
Yeah, they still depend on the bottom line, it's just, like, it ain't broke, why fix it? You can't force somebody to do something that they don't want to do, especially a male. So when he's ready to do what he got to do, then he going to do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, so I think that's pretty interesting. But just getting back to our guest, you know what I'm saying? So you go by Zeke, right? Just to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yep, I go by Zeke. His name is Ezekiel. You got a Bible name.
Okay.
I was telling him how funny you are, but he's being very moderate and chill.
Okay. Nah, man. Like,
I'm just
getting into
our topic.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. You know, we just do real topics, you know, each week, and it's just raw, uncut, you know, uninhibited type of topics. But how long have you been into comedy?
Well, I never actually did full-fledged comedy. You know, I always, you know, be around friends, making them laugh, and they always tell me I should get in the comedy stage. You know, I have done videos on Snapchat and Instagram. Just really trying to get into my element. Because, you know, a lot of people around me say I'm funny, and I love to uplift people and make them laugh, and, you know, cause, I mean, life is, you know, all about laughter and happiness, and I feel like we should always find something to laugh about, because there's so much more to cry about.
Yeah, so. That's true. I definitely agree with that, especially in these times, you know what I'm saying? You gotta find some, you know what I'm saying? Because when you to laugh is to smile, you know what I'm saying? And that's always a great thing. And, you know, I see you made the trip from Mississippi to Atlanta. Like, how would you characterize the difference between where you was, you know, from and then being in Atlanta? How's that been for you?
It's pretty cool. The South is still the South. It's not really much different. Food is good either way. Mississippi, you know, we love to eat. Mississippi, we love to eat in Georgia. So, you know, the food and soul food is still the same. You know, there's more to do here in Atlanta. There's, you know, a lot more club scenes, you know, a little bit more to do as far as the activities and everything. So that's really the main difference is, you know, here, and there's more job opportunity here as well. That's a big thing. Jobs usually pay more here as well. So
gotcha.
I'm excited about my new journey and networking. I met Shonda, really awesome. Me and her clique, you know, our vibes. She's really funny as well. We have so many different conversations. She actually, because I know manifestation has been a big trending topic as well. People have been talking about manifestation and ways to manifest. And I was telling her my story because somebody told me about, you know, crystals.
Yeah.
Go get crystals, you know, at the store. And I'm thinking they were talking about crystals, the restaurant. So, you know, when I was manifesting one night, I went to Crystals and got me a burger. And that was my way of manifesting. So, you know, Shonda had to let me know what, you know, what a crystal was. And that's something you get from a home store.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
That fool said, I went and got some crystals, and I actually got my ancestors a burger, too. And I thought that I was manifesting.
Hey, man. Gotta eat, right?
Yeah. Ancestors gotta eat, too. So, you know, I thought they might have been hungry.
Oh, my God.
No doubt.
That shit took me out. I cannot lie to you. You hear me? I had tears in my eyes and everything. I was like, well, you know, he got an A for effort. And his, you know, his ancestors know his heart and they know he's funny. So, you know, they manifest. You can manifest that way too. I mean, that wasn't the right thing, but.
So it's actually like a restaurant in Atlanta called Crystals, and that's what you thought you were talking about.
Right.
Oh, my God, yes. It's like White Castle on doors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So they have a little small burger, and, you know, that's the crystals that I was familiar with because, you know, I don't buy crystals from the store. So nice. I'm just thinking, you know, you go to Crystals and you get to manifest anything you want. Stop at the drive through and manifest. That's what I was thinking. So.
No doubt, man. Well, before we get into the world's famous chop up, that's where I usually chop it up. We got about 10 minutes to get into that, man. I just want to kind of just do some small talk, man, because, you know, we like having guests on the show, and I like having, you know, guests from all walks of life and places. So I know we touched on, you know, how you moved to Atlanta. You know, it's definitely more opportunities there and things of that. Now you can, you know, do your comedy and get out there, get a name for yourself. But what part of Mississippi are you from? You know what I'm saying?
Originally from the Gulf Coast. If a lot of you guys are not familiar with that, It's more of the water part of Mississippi, where we have the beaches. We have really nice casinos. A lot of people don't know Mississippi has a lot to offer. You know, some people think Mississippi is boring based on things they heard on the news, but, you know, we're popping down there. We have a lot of different things to do. A lot of people don't know about the casinos. Like, it's really huge for gambling down there. Like, you know, we have really nice resorts. So during the summertime, if you ever want to visit Mississippi, you got the casinos, you got the resorts, a lot of different things to do.
Okay, so that's cool, man. So that's basically, so like you're saying, like the beaches and everything is on like the Mississippi River, I would assume, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, so, don't be going down there expecting, you know, Florida water. You know, it's a little late. But, you know, it's still a beach.
Yeah, ain't no South.
So I don't want y'all to think, you know, you in Jamaica. You know, it's going to be a little coffee looking, but it's still, you know, nice to get out on the beach.
Alright, no doubt. Well, look, man, so I'm glad you're on the show because Black, you know, for this particular, you know, thing that I want to talk about, because Black not really a TV person. And truthfully, I'm not really a TV person either. You know what I'm saying? I just got into a
hold on, real
TV
quick
because of COVID.
Real
what
quick.
Happened?
Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. This is in Mobile. This is.
Hey, this is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
How you doing?
Welcome
I'm fine.
Show.
How are you?
I'm marvelous. I'm marvelous. I'm marvelous. Hi. How you doing?
Definitely.
So I'm
good. I'm great.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt. I just wanted to call in because I don't know. It's touching about this topic here.
Well, our topic actually was, you know, is women proposing to men the new normal? You know, so we would love to just hear your take on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you heard about that? Like, that's being a thing or anything like that? And if so, you know, how do you feel about that?
Okay, I'm going to tell you because I'm from the deep down south in New Orleans. My grandma ain't raised me like that. Thank you for that. No, I'm against it. I don't believe a woman should propose to a man because, like, you know, Shonda said, I don't know if it's necessarily, well, it could be some type of way of demasculating a man, but I don't believe myself that a woman should propose to a man. That should be a man's thing. Traditionally, I'm old school. Man, you want to marry me, you're going to ask me. And just touching on what you said earlier about, you know, kind of your wife kind of proposed to you in a way, which it was a beautiful thing because you ended up asking her. And I read somewhere on Facebook, it said, a man that's not really ready, if that makes sense.
You said a man is not willing will be ready? What did you say? I'm sorry.
No,
I said
if a man is not ready, he will be ready. So meaning if he's with a woman and he knows he wants to marry her and he's not ready, he'll be ready.
That's deep. I guess that's how I felt.
Right.
I guess you kind of summed me up. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I just thought, you know, nowadays, well, I guess you do got to keep some traditions. You know, nowadays everything is, you know, what's left is right, what's right is left, and what's up is down. You know what I'm saying? Everything's just getting tangled up in, you know, 2020. You know what I'm saying? You know, with just all types of things just becoming a new normal. But I definitely can agree, you know, and that's why, like I said, I wanted to do the right thing and actually propose. But all I'm just saying, I'm not going to knock no female that does it. You know what I'm saying? If they do it, that's just showing they love and they commitment to, you know, want to be with that person. You know what I'm saying? So, and now if the ball is on the court of the guy, you know what I'm saying? Now it's just like, okay, she really, you know, like I said, she really fucks with you, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? With all your faults and your, you know what I'm saying, your strengths and your weaknesses, you know what I'm saying? So you really want to just spend that lifetime with you. So, you know you got somebody that's dedicated if they, you know, willing to go that mile, you know what I'm saying, and break tradition to kind of show you how they feel. So that's my only, you know, thing about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just completely knock it because I just think it's showing some real loyalty with that. But, you know, so, but thanks for calling in, caller. You know what I'm saying? So what I was just about to say is, you know, being that we got, you know, Zeke on the line and he's a Mississippi representative and, you know, you tell me about the, you know, how Mississippi's on the, you know, the where you're from is on the Mississippi River and all that. You know, what became during COVID one of our favorite shows, me and my wife, was P-Valley. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of touched on it at the beginning when you first called in. But I just wanted to kind of get your take. If you saw, like, all the episodes, like, you know, who was, like, your favorite character on the show?
My favorite character on P-Valley would have to be – let's see, that's hard because I like a lot of people.
Yeah, they have some good characters.
Hey, I forgot his name. I'm having a brain freeze.
Uncle Clifford?
Yeah, Uncle Clifford. Yeah, that would have to be my favorite character.
Yes.
I just like his confidence, especially being from Mississippi. You know, let's be honest, being openly gay is not really acceptable. So, you know, even though it's just a show, just I love his confidence to be able to be from a small town, you know, and be openly gay. You know, he wears flamboyant clothes. Like, he's just really confident within himself. And, you know,
exactly.
He's one of my favorite characters. He's really funny. You know, how he runs his strip club, you know, he runs it professionally. Like, you know, he's able to, like, make a lot of money.
Uncle Clifford, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give any spoiler alerts for any of the anybody that's out there watching or whatever. But I'm sorry if you ain't see it, like, kind of close your ears. But you know what our guest Zeke was just stating was, like, his favorite character was a character called named Uncle Clifford, and you know, I thought it was cool too. You know, like, in this day and age that we're in. You know, it can still be some prejudice when it comes to homosexuality and gay, especially in the Black community. And, you know, I try not to judge anybody. You know what I'm saying? If that's you, that's you. You know, a lot of times, I'm going to be honest, I don't like to see it in every show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I'm not knocking it, but, like, in every show, especially, like, you know, kid shows and stuff like that, I think it should be a certain age where you can kind of digest that information. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this, you know, this is for, like, adults only, and that's why we're talking on this topic. This is real adult, you know, real talk. But for P-Valley, to me, that just shows you, you know what I'm saying, like, the character of somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, Uncle Clifford, yeah, he was gay. Yeah, he wore his clothing. But, you know, he was a likable guy. You know what I'm saying? So when you could just really see somebody's personality and get past, you know, what they might be into, because everybody's different, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it might be some things that I do in my lifestyle that people don't agree with or things that I talk about, you know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was good. He was definitely, like, one of my favorite characters. So I definitely dug Mercedes. She was cool. She was one of the strippers, you know what I'm saying? I liked her, how she was just trying to, you know, open up her business, you know what I'm saying? So she was hustling. And then, like, her mother, like, that was a crazy situation.
Yeah.
And then the light-skinned female, I forgot her name on the show, but, you know, then she came, and it was just cool. And then, like, what happened?
They're talking about Mercedes. Was it Mercedes or,
go ahead,
or Mississippi, what's her stage name, I think.
Mississippi. So, Mississippi, she was another interesting character. Yeah, she was definitely, like, the best dancer. And then how her whole situation with her relationship and all that. And, yeah, it was just cool. And then, I ain't even going to lie, like, the dude, I called him, like, he was, like, the kind of, like, the Gucci man, like, the, you know, the rapper dude, you know what I'm saying? And who knew,
you know
what I'm saying? All of a sudden, like, he get into a whole relationship with Uncle Clifford, you know what I'm saying? And it was just kind of interesting, you know, just his, you know, being some trap rapper, you know what I'm saying? And then he blowing up. But then he kind of undercover and all that other stuff. So, I mean, it was definitely some real life situations that you see happen.
Yeah, definitely
some real
issues.
And things that we go through in 2020, man. So I thought it was cool. And just the whole aspect of strip club and it's owned by a gay dude, I just thought that was an interesting concept. So You know, so, you know, for the listeners out there, if you haven't got a chance, check it out. P-Valley, you know what I'm saying? I think it definitely got picked up for a new season. Definitely good show, and it's on Stars. So, you know,
yeah.
Without further ado, I'm going to get into, like, my favorite part of the show. Feel free if y'all want to, you know, stay on the line and discuss these topics with me and Black. But this is the world-famous Chop Up. So, you know, if you're new to the show, first time calling in, first time listening, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on just different topics that just happen during the week and, you know, just go out there and, you know, put it out there for the people. And we always just chop it up and give our opinions. So, first and foremost, I guess the main topic was the election. And not to get too political, because we want to keep it sexy, and we're going to, you know, finish this political talk, you know, pretty soon, because we're going to have a clear-cut, you know, president coming up. But I just wanted to kind of touch on some things. So, Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, we had the election. And I just thought it was, you know, kind of interesting, you know, if you was watching it like I was. I mean, I really wasn't watching. I was just kind of like on Twitter and stuff like that, getting updates. But here's the one thing that I saw. And you know, I've been listening to some just different, I guess, pundits trying to, like, get a different point of view from my point of view and just talking to different people, associates of mine, and just trying to get out of my head a little bit and see how other people was thinking about it. But, you know, just to kind of, I guess, paint the picture, you know, once again, if you wasn't paying attention, which I don't know how. But anyway, the I guess the feeling that I got from the day one of Tuesday, like, Trump had the momentum, you know, so he took Texas, Florida, and Ohio. Now, generally, when you take those three states, that's like, oh, man, like, you got it, right? So, you know, he had those three states going for him. And, you know, so I was just watching them, like, and then, you know, I'm on Twitter, so, you know, the people that's for Trump, and I can't lie, you know, like, at this point, I was one of those people, you know what I'm saying? I was definitely, you know, I kind of wanted to see Trump just finish out his 4 years because I wanted to see what's up with the platinum plan. You know, I wanted to see just, it was just different, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was a plan geared towards Black Americans for the first time, and I just wanted to see what, you know, I want to hold them accountable too. Like, you know, like, if you're talking all this stuff to get reelected, let me see what you can do. And, like, let's put, you know, you had some, you know, Wayne coming out and Ice Cube and so, and, you know, different rappers, you know, 50 Cent at one
let
point.
Me,
you know
let me
saying?
Let
so,
me say this, because, you know, you know how you draw stuff out. And so let me give my take on this election, and then you
go
can
ahead,
go ahead.
I'm
going to
come back with it. Yeah.
This election, they definitely cheated. And this is the first time that I can actually say upon me living that I've actually just known of Democrats cheating. They definitely cheated. Like as Trump tweeted, like, it was some odd, like, I think Philadelphia had like 100 million ballots or some shit. It was some weird number, and he was just like, dude, it's definitely cheating going on here. And as you know, behind the scenes, there's a lot of things, like, Trump has done a lot of things that they could not do. Trump has done things like funded HBCUs for the rest of their life. Trump has gotten people out of jail that Obama wasn't doing any of that. You know what I'm saying? And that was y'all first Black president that y'all love so much. Now, yes, he has brought things to the forefront from being in office, like racism. But again, as I said before, racism should not be pushed under the rug by putting a Democrat in office to hide it. Racism should be on the forefront and dealt with, because if it's not dealt with and it's pushed back under the rug, you're still going to have the same issue. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, I'm saying that basically, like, we went backwards putting Biden in office. There's a lot of things going on. Georgia was a red state. It's now a blue state. Now, Stacey Abrams did that, and I understand why she did that, because they stole the election from Stacey Abrams as governor here in Georgia. And the douchebag that's in the governor that's not doing anything now, he's not supposed to be governor. And Stacey Abrams just really secured her next governorship in the next 3 years by turning this state blue. They would not let a black woman get in office here, and they cheated to make sure that that didn't happen. So I would think that she would understand firsthand on what cheating means. There's a lot of people that did not like him, and a lot of people felt he dropped the ball and he did this and he did that. But out of the two, I would have rather dealt with Trump than Biden, because Biden is just a whole nutcase in itself. And Biden has done plenty of harm against our people in general. You're talking about 250,000 people that passed on COVID, but look at the effects of laws that Biden has been a part of. And when you tell me that this was so long ago and that everybody voted for it and black people voted for it during those times, black people did not willingly vote for anything. Black people were just really getting their feet grounded in the politics. Black people were still forced to do things or else. So it's not like we're living, you got to think of the times that they were in back then, that these black people had to vote for certain laws, or guess what, they would lose certain funding. We didn't have, quote unquote, the same freedom that we have now. So, no, I don't want to hear everybody voted for it until Biden voted for it. Like, Biden was white, and he still is white. So he had more leeway than anybody else. That's bullshit. Biden says he doesn't want his kids going to mix schools with black kids. Biden says if you don't vote for him, then you're not black. Biden says that if you make over $400,000 a year, then you something was handed to you, or your buddies put you on. Not that you worked hard for anything that you got. So to me, Biden would have never in life gotten my vote, and still would never get my vote. But you know, for me, I'm not. I'm just waiting to see how this plays out, because he gave a lot of promises, and I can say that, you know, Obama gave a lot of promises that he could not keep, regardless of how he was blocked, so on and so forth. He did, and Trump gave promises, and Trump kept those promises to our people in general. Everybody just wants Trump out, but you're picking the lesser of two evils, and so what is it going to be? So I really, really hope, and I said this to myself, so I'm going to go ahead and say this out loud. And I said this to myself, I want to say yesterday, right? I said the most epic thing in the world would be for this shit to be turned around and Trump still be president. Because Biden is not officially president right now.
Well, now I don't want to just, you know, over talk. So, you know, we still got, you know, listeners on the line. So how did you feel about the election? You know, how did it turn out? You know what I'm saying? What's you guys' take on it? If we still have people on the line. Is anybody still here?
I'm here. I was listening.
Okay.
I was talking to my daughter.
Okay.
I don't have a take on it, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, it is kind of teeter-totter, and, you know, it kind of, I wouldn't be surprised if he would still be president, you know, remain president. I'm just, like, I'm like y'all, I want to see what he would actually do.
Do? Instead of talking.
You know, it's still in office. What he going to, you know, do for us, because I'm kind of biased about that, and
okay.
That's why I really, you know, and then I was like one of everybody else, oh, you know, yeah, he a hard down racist. We could see that, and he did bring it to the forefront, but at what point is this all going to stop?
Well,
like,
I don't know if racism ever stopped, unfortunately, but I feel you. It definitely brought it to the surface. Well, and then Zeke, if you're still online, did you have anything you wanted to add?
He is, but he paused for a second.
He just left. All right. So, well, what I was going to say is this. So just to piggyback on what you said, Black. So with not being, I guess, as long-winded and trying to get to the point. Basically, what I was trying to say was Tuesday, it was just trending in the direction of Trump. And then all of a sudden, you know, Wednesday, everything slowed down. Thursday, everything slowed down. But the thing that kind of just threw me off was how, you know, it was kind of like, if I'm not mistaken, I think the electoral votes as of Tuesday night, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was kind of close. I think Biden might have still been in the lead with like 220, but Trump was at like 214 or 213 or something like that. But the thing that happened, it seemed like Michigan was the big – was the big kind of like momentum gainer for Biden. You know what I'm saying? So Michigan and Detroit came through, you know what I'm saying? And I will say this, I guess that's maybe it. I mean, if everything, you know, checks out and Biden is still able to become the, you know, the 46th president of the United States, maybe one of Trump's, you know, missteps was not campaigning enough in Michigan. And one thing that's always like underlining that you hear about Michigan is the whole Flint water case. But, you know, maybe if he would have, you know, came out there and really made an effort to like get that straightened out, because I know that was a big thing, you know, Flint and their water and all that other stuff. And Detroit, you know, I can just tell you right from, you know, from experience when me and my wife went out to Detroit over the summer. I mean, don't sleep on Detroit. You know, everybody loves Atlanta. And I do too, you know what I'm saying? Like both my grandparents are from Atlanta, and I love going and visiting Atlanta. But Detroit got something to say too, you know. And Detroit, just like Atlanta, is a black city. I mean, I was just talking to my wife, like, you know, out of the places I've been, I would say Atlanta and Detroit was the two cities that I've been to where I definitely see more black folks than any other, you know, including white. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, wow. So, you know, and it seemed like Detroit just showed, you know, to vote for Biden, you know what I'm saying? And that might not have been the case if Trump would have had a more of a, you know, just a more of an understanding of Michigan. Instead of going to, like, the suburban places, go to Detroit, because Detroit, you know, just from what I've seen, it's definitely on a comeback, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I definitely want to make some investments there. But anyway, so once that happened, it just seemed – now, this is the part where it gets fishy, because, you know, it was very close. And, you know, it seemed like it could have been some things that could have happened there, maybe, I don't know, with the votes or whatever. But once that happened, then it just seemed like it was just like, okay, then Biden got that. So then he got, then he went up to like 230 or something like that. And then it just seemed like it was just like a domino effect. And it was like, then he got, you know, there's like Arizona, I think, was on there, Nevada, and then Pennsylvania. And then I think the only thing that Trump end up winning after all of that was North Carolina. It just seemed like it wasn't trending in the right direction. I would have seemed like it, if as close as it was, it seemed like it would have went, okay, you know, Trump got a couple electoral votes here, and then here comes Biden, and then, you know, like your typical way. But it just seemed like it was just Biden, you know, all the way to Saturday where he took the election. So I think that's where Trump has a case. And, you know, Trump is definitely going to be lawyered up. And, you know, he's going to look for some loopholes, of course, because that's what he does. That's how he's always conducted business. Best lawyers look for the loopholes. And then if it is voter fraud, then that's when he has a case and now everything can get overturned. And then he definitely, you know, has some ace. His ace is the Supreme Court. So, you know, it's definitely not over, but I can say this. Like I said, there's always a silver lining. Like I told you, the reason why I voted for Trump, I really wanted to see what the Platinum Plan was going to be about, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a big space guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited about the whole space program. I'm, like, wondering now that Biden takes over, the space program is going to be, you know, forgotten about. You know what I'm saying? So it's just some of the things that I personally kind of wanted to see, at least for another 4 years before we, you know, swung it back to the Democrats. But only time will tell. We'll see how that happens. Now, transitioning, so if this does take effect and if Biden is our next president, the only, I guess, thing that came out of it that I guess was cool, even though I wasn't for her at all, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I wanted Trump definitely to get these 4 years. But I do have to, you know, tip my cat off to Kamala, you know what I'm saying? If nothing else, it is half black woman, you know what I mean? That's how you're going to get it. So we get somebody just bona fide all the way black, we got to take the light skin, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we had that with Obama, and I guess we got another one with Kamala. It's got that light skin kind of vibe, you know what I'm saying? But I will say this, you know, shout out, And it's funny how everything gets intertwined because she's definitely a Spelman graduate. And, you know, that was one of the big things that I gave Trump tremendous respect for, you know what I'm saying? Him funding the HBCUs, you know what I'm saying? I thought that's big in our community, you know what I'm saying? To just get education and teach us. Well, just, you know, like, you know, in our communities, I was hoping this would kind of take effect with the Platinum Plan, taking more ownership back of our communities, you know what I'm saying? Becoming bosses and entrepreneurs more than workers, you know what I'm saying? That's how we take back our communities. I'm telling you, look at what we're doing in Atlanta. Atlanta is the new Black Wall Street. That's Black Wall Street 2020. Atlanta is a black city with black people in power, black people get money. And Detroit was Atlanta, you know, before, you know, Motown and all that, you know, when they had the, you know, the cars and everything was popping in Motown in the 60s and the 70s. And then it could, you know, crack and all that other stuff took a downturn. But I see it coming right back. So what I'm just trying to say, and maybe this was just wishful thinking, was, you know, now we can get Atlanta back and we get Detroit, like another black city. And then we just, you know, Charlotte pops off. And then these other, like, having more than Atlanta as far as, you know, black run cities. You know what I'm saying? So only time will tell. But, you know, even if this is going to be Biden and Harris moving forward, I'm just putting together my own platinum plan, and you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do me anyway. So I'm, you know, I'm always gonna adjust. But the one thing I can't say though, I mean, I don't know how long it's gonna last until Biden does something stupid. I hope not. But it has been some people has just been happier. You know what I'm saying? I will say this. You know, being in New York is always a rude ass just fucking city anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, New Yorkers are like survival of the fittest, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it's tension, when it's racial tension, it can even be a little bit more cutthroat and stuff like that. Like, I can thrive in either situation. But I will just say, in the last just couple of days, especially today, I took a walk, you know, and I stay in a kind of Caribbean neighborhood, but it's been a lot of gentrification in Flatbush, Brooklyn. But, you know, I'm just walking up to you know, run some errands at the you know, my corner places that I go. But I'm seeing a lot of restaurants in my area. So I'm walking past, and we got like a jazz band playing, and you got blacks and whites dancing and eating together. I'm like, yo. So I'm like, then I go into like my little dollar store to get like, you know, things I get, like some incense and other little things I get, you know, on my way to the crib. And then I see some black dude talking to like the Arab dude that owns the store, and he like, oh, I'm just happy to buy one. I'm just thinking to myself, like, God damn, like, really? Like, you know, like, that's your whole happiness is the buying one? I'm like, yo. But anyway, you know, who am I to knock his happy? Whatever floats your boat. But then the Arab dude's like, yeah, man, when he won, we was giving out flags, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, what, Biden flags? He was like, no, it's American flags. He was like, oh, I don't care about that. Like, I'm like, dude, like, what? Like, it was just like, so you wanted to just wave a Biden flag with Biden's face on it? I'm just like, yo, this shit be just too much, man. But people are happy, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's a long story short. So that's it as far as the, you know, the politics. But, before I switch gears, the Dave Chappelle joint, I didn't see it. I know Blackie was talking about it. So you watched it. What did you think about the whole Dave Chappelle?
I was seeing some of the, and I was just telling, I was just telling my twin, I got to really get back into watching Saturday Night Live. It's some, you know, it's some stuff that I want to start back watching on TV, but Saturday Night Live is definitely one, and it was so funny. He was absolutely, he was absolutely funny. He was absolutely correct. He was like, shit, do you remember what happened? What was happening before, you know, COVID hit? Shit, thank God for COVID. You know, it was a mass shooting, you know, all the time. It was normal. You know, we gotta lock these little white terrorists down. We gotta lock these white folks down. You know, we haven't had any mass shooting since COVID. You know, so whether they like it or not, he was telling the truth.
Okay. Okay, and then, like, so you watched it from the beginning? So, like, did they have, like, a skit?
No, I didn't watch it from the beginning. I seen his skit, and I seen Jim Carrey and the lady skit, which was about Joe Biden and Camilla, and then they played the song, "You About to Lose Your Job." Yeah, that was, like, hilarious.
Ryan Rudolph, okay. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to watch it, man, because I was in my feelings, so to speak. So I was, but I've been watching up until this point, but I knew it was going to be extra with everything that just transpired, you know, the last couple of days. So I was like, you know, I'm going to sit this one out. But yeah, and then
I just want, listen, I'm telling you, that shit is going to be so epic if Trump can pull this off and turn it around.
Yeah, man, that's
like,
what I said. I think so.
Because what he's saying, Trump is not saying stop counting ballots. Trump is saying that there are ballots that are coming in past the cutoff time. Whether
you
mail it, no matter what, if they come in past the cutoff time, they cannot be counted. And they are not doing that. They are counting every ballot that they have. They are cheating to the utmost to get this man in office. And I just really, like people think.
It's not over.
People call Trump himself racist. And Trump himself, he might say some outright shit out of his mouth. But to me, I don't see him himself being racist. Now, he says some shit out of his mouth. You got to think of who his partners are. His partners are Bill Cosby. Trump hung with all of the fucking black folks. Like, Trump was the one on the apprentice. He was putting these black folks on. So people see him. And they stand and they use his face as the face of racism right now.
Yeah,
but out of all, for this man to be so racist, how is he getting all these black people out of jail? How is he getting all this stuff done? He speaks from his mind, from his heart. We as black people, we do stupid shit. And sometimes we got to check
ourselves.
But for y'all to be marching and talking about Black Lives Matter, they don't even matter to y'all.
Exactly. We can't be having all this black on black crime.
But I digress. And I just really hope that he pull this off. And he said I don't know why he's so quick to claim presidency, but I mean I would too if I know I cheated. But me knowing Trump is a businessman, and Trump pulls shit off. I just really, it's a piece of me, and I just want to see if I'm right. I can stand to be wrong. But I don't want to be, but I really want him to pull this off. He's already won in some places to watch them count the ballots. So they have to recount them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to recount them because ballots were coming in after. How are you finding all these ballots? They're coming in after the cutoff time. It doesn't matter if they come just because they
just
make
it,
that don't mean that they can count them.
Yeah, so I mean it really looks suspect, and you know just from the moment he took office, you know they've been trying to get him out. So, you know, to me, like right now, you know what I'm saying, like I get on my my nerd shit as far as Star Wars. So right now this is like Star Wars. Like if you saw the first Star Wars way back in the day, it's like oh everybody was winning, but then you had the second one, which is my favorite Star Wars, which is The Empire Strikes Back. And that was Darth Vader and all this other stuff. So,
Biden has just been slapping y'all in the face, and these people just really don't give a fuck. They don't even
That's like saying
Obama is your favorite president, and Obama barely did anything for you people, if anything. And somebody told me that's the farthest thing from the truth, man. Kiss my ass, okay? But he gave gay people their rights, okay? But you gonna let two men marry each other, two women marry each other, but you won't let this man have two wives, or you won't let this woman have two husbands? What's up with that? Where we at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where my people at? You feel me? Everybody, if you're giving out rights, give everybody their free right. You know what I'm saying?
Facts,
give
everybody their free right.
Not one specific.
All the stuff that we was talking with religion, you know what I'm saying?
Not one specific part to win a certain people over because that's the fad right now. No, it's bull. And people, that's why Americans have to be governed, because Americans, they can't think on their own. They're gonna go with the flow of the what everybody else is doing. And so everybody hates Trump, so they own this Trump train, thinking Biden is a good pick. Biden is not a good pick. When you weigh Biden against Trump. Yes, if Trump is bringing this racism shit to the forefront, then deal with it. Don't sweep it back under the rug with Biden. Don't sweep it back under the rug with him, but deal with it. Now it's here. Now let's deal with it. Now let's figure it out. Y'all mad at him about police shootings, but Obama was the one who signed the Blue Act. Obama took up for the police while y'all out here getting killed when this shit started. Like, y'all not even paying attention to what's happening. Y'all just going with what sounds good to y'all. Now, if you take the two devils that you have, I'd rather keep the devil that we have. I mean, Biden is just not a good pick. Under no circumstances, he is not a good pick. But y'all will see that. Biden said anybody that makes more than $400,000 a year, you didn't work hard for it. You didn't put in your time. You don't have the same 24 hours as everybody else. You got handouts, and some people gave that shit to you if you make $400,000. So if you don't make that, don't worry about it. He for you. He got you. He ain't going up on your taxes. He gonna make sure you straight, cause you don't work as hard as the people that you working hard, and the other people that busted their ass and with the same amount of time you got in a day that went harder than you, that got more than you, that they don't deserve tax breaks and shit. Fuck Biden.
And I will say this too, man. That this mail-in ballots is some bullshit. And what I'm saying is this: like, it should have been like the mail-in ballot should have been in a week prior to election day. You know what I'm saying? So that could have been counted, like, it because it's election day, not election week. So this mail-in ballot should have been a week before election, you know, because Trump predicted that this was going to happen with the shit, and it kind of came to fruition. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he
already knew what they was going to do.
Yeah, and it's there. So I definitely think this is definitely not over. So I'm gonna put a pause on that.
R.I.P. to Alex Trebek. If you watch Jeopardy, I grew up on Jeopardy. Sorry, you know, you guys know I'm like a nerd or a information, you know, phobe, but we did grow up on Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek, he's an awesome guy, very mild tone, you know, with a nerdy sense of humor, and he was battling cancer for some time, and he lost his battle at 80 years old to cancer. So sleep well on your journey to the other side. So I liked him. I liked Alex Trebek.
Yeah, like I said, that was sad. I saw like an old picture from the 70s, man. He had an ill, I don't know if he's Jewish or whatever, but yeah, like one of them ill, like, Jew froze. You know what I'm saying? Like with the curly afro, like back in the 70s and the porn stash. I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I see you, my guy. But yeah, RIP to him. RIP to Sean Connery, too. You know what I'm saying? Protested or whatever the James Bond movies. I don't want to see none of them. It's just until Idris Elba gets his shot. But the old school ones I did like with Sean Connery. So RIP to him as well.
And the guy King Von out of Chicago who got killed here in Georgia,
yeah,
doing
apparently
he was a gang member. And he got into it with his entourage, somebody else's entourage, and sadly, three people from his entourage was killed, and he was one. He's with Lil Durk Crew, and he was already out on bond for assault with a deadly weapon, and prior to that, he had just beat a murder charge. He got acquitted from
man,
a murder charge prior to that. And then he was out on bond for, you know, assault with a deadly weapon and all types of things that happened at the varsity. And then this happened. So, you know, I mean, gang life, I really wasn't indulging too much, because if we want to change the narrative on, you know, what we're teaching our kids and the way that our children are going, we kind of got to stop making certain things just to be such a big deal. Like, that street life, that gang life, all that, you know, we kind of got to stop making that important.
Well, it's just
got to
be organized.
Wanna look up,
you know what
that.
I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't going to necessarily.
Because black lives got to matter to each other. Like,
that's true.
Literally,
that's
they have the security tape, you know, showing him being killed by another black man.
That's correct.
But if
yeah,
it was a white
crazy.
Police officer that killed him, then, you know, we marching, we all in the streets, we going crazy. But because it was another black man that killed him, oh, that's normal. You know what I'm saying? So we pick and choose what we want to normalize.
Yeah, I'm not condoning that, but Bloods and Crips is definitely a street fraternity, and I'm not going to knock that in L.A. But know,
we don't know if the guy. We don't know if they were. He's in a gang, but we don't know if the other people were gang members. They were in a club and they got into it.
Yeah, in Atlanta. Yeah, that was a sad situation. Now, on a happier note, you know what I'm saying? I will say this. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one thing that came down on election night that I was like, okay, that's a win. That's a win, especially for me in New York. So, shout out. Weed or marijuana is now legal in New Jersey. Oh, man. So, this is great news for me.
Oh,
you know
my God.
So,
listen.
So, I
finally got into
New Jersey, all of Jersey.
They legalized hardcore drugs. What fucking state was that?
Oregon.
Legalized hardcore drugs. Oregon for
the
B-Lit.
That's interesting. He said it's about to be lit. Well, I don't do hardcore drugs, but I do smoke some weed every so often. But I haven't in a while because I became like a social smoker. You know, when I was younger, I was on my Bob Marley Snoop Dogg shit. I used to light it up. You know what I'm saying? But now, not so much because I don't trust where I be getting it from, and then I don't be wanting to. I be feeling like, you know, I don't like finding a weed man. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I used to have a weed man to stay next door, and that was cool. But you know, ever since
right.
he left, I kind of just, you know what I'm saying?
They wanted to take the power from the black people and legalize it, and then overtax you. So as long as they can make money off of it, it's legal. But you got people that got records. You got people that done spent plenty of time of their life behind bars for the same thing that y'all done went and legalized.
Any weed, you know what I'm saying? They need to let all the weed, whatever, weed. Anybody
but you can't get them their time back that they done already served in jail.
That's
the whole hypocrisy of the white government. Yeah, if they can't make no money off of it, it's illegal. They're going to take your time. They ain't giving them people nothing back. But now they can make money off of it. So now it's like, oh, okay, well, let's make it legal. Man, kiss my ass.
You got to play the game, man. That's the United States of America. But I will say this, though. Like I said, I've been yearning because, ever since, you know, I haven't been back out to Cali since it got legalized there. I haven't been out to Vegas since it got legalized there. You know, I've yet to go to Denver or Colorado or, you know, Seattle, Washington. So these are all the states that have been legalized. You know what I'm saying? And I just haven't had no spot that's close. Ohio came close. It could have been the first Midwestern state a couple years ago, but they didn't vote for it. That shit pissed me off. But
so
anyway,
you finna move to Jersey now?
No, I'm not about to move to Jersey, but I gotta because Jersey, and I stayed in Jersey for like a year, like back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I don't even remember it because it was such a blur, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Jersey City. That was like my first stop when I came to New York. But anyway, Jersey is just Jersey, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no reason to go to Jersey, like, what's the point? But anyway, but now I got a reason, you know what I'm saying? And I've been yearning to just go to a distillery and be able to just have a menu and just see. And then, like, you know, especially now, I'm sure they're going to have, like, some little cafes.
So here's a question that I have for you, like how you hyped up on the idea. Here's a question I have for you.
If
these people are tainting our food and they tainting the actual city water, what makes you think that they're not tainting?
I'm going to be honest. I don't give a fuck. I know it sounds fucked up, but I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I'm just like, I want to be able to, because I was tired of getting weed from this, you know, drug dealers, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So to speak, I'd rather go to a place where I can really understand, like, I can order food, like, on the menu. It's like, all right, you know, I don't want to just go to just Cooks and feed. Nah, I'd rather just go to a restaurant and order the food I like and try it out, and if I like it, I'll come back. You know what I'm saying? That's how I kind of feel about it. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to knock. I know it's going to be taxed and all that other stuff, but for it just to be organized and I can really get it, I don't care. And like I said, I'm not into weed is it. That's where I go. And I'm not even a big time. I'm more of a social smoker now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just smoke when it's like, you know, social drinkers. You know, I ain't really drinking by myself or smoking by myself. But, like, you know, when we have, like, a little get-together, a little party, or we going out, it's a nice little, you know, what's that? What's the word? Icebreaker. You know what I'm saying? So now for me to just be able to analyze and really just see, okay, like, this is good for that. And, you know, so I just think it's a great thing. So New York is next. But this is, like, the trial run. Let's see how it goes in Jersey 60
seconds. Take them out.
I'll be up next. right, so that's what's up. So there's definitely been a cool show, you know what I'm saying? I got some therapy, you know what I'm saying? I was feeling some type of way kind of coming into the show. Feel a lot better now, talking it out or whatever. So shout out to Black for the topic. Shout out to our guest, Zeke.
Calling in, man.
All the best to you on your comedy. Yeah, man, definitely check out the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know, if you want to see, put a voice with the face, check out my IG, you know what I'm saying? Mo Binns, MOBINNS. And that's it, Black. Check us out.
Same thing. Check me out. The new Miss Lovely Black.com. THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK.com. And you can find a link to all my social medias and my YouTube right there. See you next week, same time, same place, 9 p.m. Let's do it.
Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.